We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Marks and Reese, on a sunny Thursday in the Delaware Valley. I'm John Marks. He is Mr. Ike Reese. Ike, what is up, bro?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy.
Well, we have lots to talk about. Another Levi to give away at 2:45. Let's start with this, though, because a lot of people, and listen, I've been guilty as being one of them, a lot of doom and gloom when it comes to the Eagles right now, with building the team back up, where we are right now, Carson Wentz being traded, dysfunction in the organization, etc. So fans are angry, right? I totally get it. I get it. I feel the same way. But the further removed we are from the Carson Wentz trade and the situation, you think about, like, all right, so now where are we? And how do we get back to being, you know, forget about a Super Bowl team, where do you get back to just being on the right track to being a playoff team, et cetera? How far away is that everything else? And I hear a lot of Eagles fans, Ike, with a lot of doom and gloom. Oh, we're screwed for years. Fire Howie. Get him out of here. We'll never do anything with Howie Roseman here. And again, like, I understand as a fan why you would feel like that. But if you calm down, you take a little bit of the emotion out of it. Howie did build this team that did go to a Super Bowl. And I know that a lot of the key moves in 2017 were free agent signings on one-year contracts. So it's he got lucky along the way as well. But a core was built here. A core was built in part with Howie Roseman. Howie also cleaned up Chip Kelly's mess after he left in 2015. Somehow you got rid of Maxwell. Kiko Alonso was able to trade up and get Carson Wentz. He was able to get the second pick in the draft with bad contracts and everything else. He very quickly cleaned up the mess that was Chip Kelly. Now, even if they didn't win a Super Bowl, he showed that he can turn things around relatively quickly, right? So for all the people that are going to say the Eagles are screwed with Howie Roseman, I'll say this. I'm pretty confident Howie Roseman is going to be able to turn this around. So I don't feel as bad for the long-term future of the Eagles like a lot of fans do. I actually do have confidence that Howie Roseman knows what he's doing. Here's what he has to do. He's got to figure it out. He's got to draft better. He's got to select better players in free agency. But with the failures that he has had, I'm hoping and I'm thinking, and this is what I think, that he's going to now say, okay, I got to change some things. I got to do things differently. I can't do what I've been doing. And I think he'll figure it out, Ike.
Well, we all are hoping that's the case. I mean, he certainly has the resources. I'm a little bit in the middle here. And not so much just on Howie as an individual. I'm just in the middle as to where this team is going and where I expect them or where I project them to be, let's say, in 2 to 3 years. You know, will we be happy with the arrow and where it's pointing with this team in 2 years? I think most Eagles fans are willing to somewhat take a step back this year, not necessarily be terrible, not necessarily don't try to compete, but we will at least have realistic expectations with the team this year. But in 2022, we're going to want to see this team making a bigger step and headed in the right direction and competing for, at a minimum, this division. That's the other thing you got to put into the conversation as to whether or not you should feel confident that the Eagles aren't that far away, or you feel like we're in this deep hole that we're never going to climb out of.
Right.
Now, here's why I feel positive about it. They will have the resources to do it. They'll have draft capital, whether it's the picks this year, 9, I think, at last count, possibly more depending on who leaves in free agency, compensatory picks. You know, you got a better chance at having 2 first-round picks next year, right? 70% at least chance of having 2 first-round picks next year, as long as Carson doesn't get injured out there in Indy. And he doesn't look like the 2020 Carson. He's likely going to play 75% of the plays, whether they make the playoffs or not. So you got that as resources. Salary cap space looks terrible right now. Should be a lot better in 2022, that offseason. So you're going to have the ability to add talent from that standpoint. He's going to have the resources to fix the team. But will he make the correct decisions when it comes to adding the personnel? That's the biggest question a lot of people have. And if there's anything that I would have as a question, that would be it. That would be it. Can you acquire the talent? We know he did it once.
Mm-hmm.
We know he did it once, but can he do it again? Can he do it again from the draft standpoint, from a free agency standpoint? I mean, he hit on free agency in 2017. He didn't necessarily hit on the draft. He hit on free agency. He hasn't really hit on free agency since.
Nope.
And you can make an argument while it worked out for that 1 year. I mean, you took and gave Alshon a bigger contract that you immediately regretted doing, and then you guaranteed money. I know he helped us win the Super Bowl. He played a big part in that. But he was on a 1 year deal. The moment he signed an extension, all hell broke loose. That's a mistake.
Yep.
Tim Jernigan, you gave a long deal to. You were fortunate enough to get out of that deal because he got injured off the field somewhere. So you were able to get out of that deal. You've given Javon Hargrave a deal. Like, I don't know what a free agent that they've hit on yet since 2017.
Yeah, it's a good question.
So even having
Deshaun
didn't work out.
No.
Even having the money available to you to spend in free agency, are you spending it wisely?
Right. All very legitimate questions, and to your point, all things that Howie has struggled with these last couple of years. But like, look at some of the draft picks here. Remember, Andy Reid's last year, they were a 4-win team. Mm-hmm. The next year, they won 10 games in part. Look at the draft picks from 2012 and 2013. Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, Vinnie Curry, Nick Foles, Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz. Benny Logan was a contributor right there. And even when you look at the 2016 draft, right, you obviously got Carson Wentz. Seumalo in the 3rd round was very good. Vitae in the 5th round contributed on the Super Bowl team. Jalen Mills in the 7th round.
Yeah.
So you have to get back to getting more contributions from guys that you're drafting. Jordan Mailata was a 7th round draft pick
this.
In 2018. Yes.
You brought up Vitae. Guy started half the season in 2017, was the starting left tackle on a Super Bowl team, played more games in that season than the Hall of Fame left tackle he replaced. Did the team go down the drain when he was out there at left tackle?
No.
Why wouldn't we re-sign a guy we drafted?
I mean,
you don't waste a first-round pick on Andre Dillard. You don't middle around with Jason Peters for 2 more years, 3 more years. That's a front office decision that was a mistake. Now, I don't know what Vitae is doing out there in Detroit.
Played 10 games
but
last year.
All I'm saying is there's a guy we drafted, and he didn't turn into an all-pro, but he's a young player that developed and somebody gave money to. Well, why isn't he our left tackle?
Mm. Well,
meanwhile, we're still looking for a left tackle.
I think you have a potential good one in Mailata that was drafted in the 7th round. And Dillard at this point looks like a total
bust. Was Vitae not better?
I mean,
I don't know.
But Vitae's also making $10, $12 million a year, which they weren't gonna pay when he went to Detroit. So do you have confidence in Howie Roseman rebuilding this team?
We'll give Javon Hargrave $10 million a year to be the third defensive tackle.
That's awesome. A great idea.
Yeah,
that's
Malik awesome. Jackson the year before that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fletcher and Malik are your starters, and they turned around and gave Javon Hargrave.
Well, I don't know if you know this, like, but games are won and lost in the trenches.
In the trenches, baby.
And that was the philosophy. It was most expensive, highest paid defensive line in the league, and it has not worked out. Howie Dunn screwed up. No doubt about that, Ike. Howie's done a poor job, and look where we are right now. He's done a poor job. But we've seen this team before kind of been rock bottom, and he's been able to build them back up. And I think he can. I think this team next year, so 2021, like they won't be very good. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not saying they're going to be a 3 or 4 win team, but I don't think they're going to be great. 2022 is the year that you have circled if Jalen Hurts develops. If Jalen Hurts doesn't develop, now you're looking to get your quarterback still, right? Howie has shown that he can find a quarterback. He did it with Carson Wentz.
Well, hold up. You mean to tell me he gets another shot at a quarterback?
Looks that way, yes.
Huh? It's his third head coach and his
fifth quarterback.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know
what
how
are
many
we
quarterbacks,
doing here.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you Howie Roseman's gonna build a Super Bowl winner by 2023 or 2024. What I'm telling you is that I don't think it'll take very long to get back into the playoff picture.
I got to be honest with you. If Jalen Hurts doesn't work out, Howie can't pick my next quarterback. Seriously. I mean, I'm a Wentz guy, but that didn't work. It didn't work out the way it was handled, whatever. He's not here anymore. And a guy we took in the second round when we didn't need a quarterback in the second round, you're telling me he doesn't work out? We're going to give him another shot at a quarterback?
Yeah, Jeffrey Lurie might. 215. I mean, they're talking about drafting a quarterback this year.
Well, I would rather.
215-592-9494.
See, and when I want to have confidence, when I want to believe, see, then we bring up evidence, and I'm like, yeah, I see why people are skeptical right now.
It's rock bottom right now for the Eagles for sure. But we've seen Howie Roseman hit rock bottom before. He knows everybody wants him canned. He knows that. He knows that Eagles fans are against him right now. And you know what that's going to do for Howie or what it's done in the past? It's made him realize, like, hey, I got to change whatever I'm doing. Because if I continue to do this, I am going to lose my job. I think he's smart enough to realize that and to now rely, instead of him deciding who's making picks, rely on the staff or rely on him.
Who is the staff?
5 future GMs. Like,
like what? Like, who's the staff?
All right, we start on the phones coming up next. Open up the lines, Jack. 215-592-9494. Do you have confidence in Howie Roseman to rebuild the Eagles roster well? I do. We've gone overboard with the Howie hate. I get it. I understand it, and it's justified. But he has built this team in the past. He has. They won a Super Bowl in 2017. Marks and Reese. Your phone call start us off next. Marks and Reese, we're back. 2:45. We have a Levi that we're giving away, and we'll tell you what that category is. I know earlier today, Donovan won a Levi. Did you text him and let him know?
I did not.
Okay, probably wise. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that at 2:45.
I mean, he won it overwhelmingly. I mean, 92% of the votes.
Yes.
It shows you. We had the Donovan underappreciated day, and we recognized he was underappreciated, and he found out today. Still thinking about him, Mike.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. If you're getting engaged, you go to the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers. The best selection, best jewelry store in the area for sure. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Do you have confidence in Howie Roseman to rebuild the Eagles roster well? Yes or no? And that's about what I expected, Ike. I have an uphill climb today in what I'm saying. 89% saying no. Which is, we may have a phone caller or two that agree with me. But
Jack, it might be Joe DeCamera from wherever he lives.
Yep. Can he call in with Joe from wherever he's from? Joe in a cell.
Yeah, Joe from Philly.
What
whatever.
Do you think, Fritz? Are you just gonna beat me down here with this?
Oh, it's like, listen, I appreciate the take, but I mean, honestly, I don't think the Eagles will make the playoffs until Howie Roseman's gone. Like, they have no shot. And if you're looking at his entire career, I mean, 2017 is the clear outlier rather than the norm. It wasn't the new norm is actually what we're doing now with Howie. It's not what it was in 2017. And also, what you have to factor in what happened during that magical time was a guy named Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas was here during those 2 years, and he was a part of the drafts. He hit on every single free agent that year. Howie has never done that since or before, and Joe Douglas was here for that. I think we underrate Joe Douglas's impact here, and I don't think that until Howie's gone, we're ever going to get back to the playoffs.
Because Joe Douglas, he was responsible for the good signings and the good draft picks, not the bad ones.
Well,
learned about Joe Douglas.
Torrey Smith, Tim Jernigan, Alshon Jeffrey.
Chris Long. Patrick Robinson.
He had relationships in those teams that they were on, whether it was Baltimore or Chicago.
Okay. How has the moves up in New York gone so far for
looking pretty good
for Joe Douglas?
What would you rather be? From a team standpoint, would you rather be where the Jets are or the Eagles?
Well, I mean, they're both kind of rock bottom, except the Jets have a higher draft pick, and the Jets have more draft capital.
I'm just asking. So you would rather be the Jets?
Yeah, but it's not by much.
He was able to get Robert Saleh there, which I think means something. I mean, Saleh was probably the most sought after head coach in the circuit this year.
Who's
their best player?
I think. Hold on, real quick, because we're being unfair to him. Howie's been on the job way longer than Joe Douglas. Mm-hmm. He's cleaning up the mess that was in New York. He just traded away a bunch of overpriced guys that didn't want to be there. He's got a lot of draft capital. We'll see what he does this year. We'll see how he continues to build the roster, but he's only been a GM for 2 years.
So I agree.
Right? This is his second draft as a GM.
Well, you wouldn't expect the Jets to be a playoff type team yet.
No.
Like he's building for the long haul.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up the cleaning up the mess, because the Jets were a mess. Bad organization, right?
Terrible.
Just year after year, bad organization.
No
so
talent on that team.
He's got his hands full, right? And the Eagles are a much better organization. Howie Roseman right now, you know the mess he's cleaning up? He's cleaning up the mess of trying to extend a Super Bowl win, keeping the window open, trying to win, trying to be like, all right, we won a Super Bowl. Oh, look, we made it back to the playoffs, won a playoff game. We're maybe a drop pass away from going to an NFC Championship game. Following year, Carson Wentz, they go to the playoffs, he gets hurt. So now he's trying to, at the same time, and this is where he went wrong, he's trying to keep the window open, make the team better, but at the same time rebuild. And you can't do that, right? Or he wasn't able to do it. So now this is the mess that you have. Now he can actually build. Now he doesn't have to worry about the window being open.
Right, right. And that I will – that's why I'll sort of lean towards where you are, because you do have a clear direction in where you're headed. I know we still got questions about the quarterback, but
– yes.
Well, what direction we're heading? We're heading further.
What John is pretty much saying is that he's not trying to keep a window open to win – a Super Bowl right now.
No.
So he actually gets to do what Joe Douglas is doing.
Yeah, which is start from the ground
and
build.
Right.
Because even last year, Slay and Hargrave, like you're signing guys that are in their late 20s or your 30s. That's not a rebuilding moves, and he shouldn't have done it. But if that's what the organization wanted, if that's what they were trying to do, because Carson Wentz went to the playoffs the previous year.
They want to give him a chance to try to go back to the playoffs. Yeah.
Yes. So they're like, okay, well, how far back can we really go? Like, these are players that are going to help us, and it didn't work out. And I'm not saying that that's what they should have done. But I've seen Howie clean up a mess before. He did it after Chip. He did it after Andy. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to do it. And the Joe Douglas point's good. He knew to listen to Joe Douglas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he needs to find a guy, or he needs to find one of his guys and say, you know what, like, I need to maybe listen to these guys
but
more.
Can Howie do that?
He did it!
I know he did that before he won a Super Bowl.
Good point.
Okay, but you know what, Jack? If he doesn't figure this out in the next 2 years, guess where he's going? He may not be fired, but he's going back to the basement, or he's going to whatever position Jeffrey Lurie's going to put him in. He's not going to be running this team. He's not. Jeffrey Lurie's not going to.
Are you sure of that?
Well, hey, listen, Joe Banner got whacked, all right? Joe Banner, who was a childhood friend of Jeffrey Lurie, when he realized, hey, it's better to move on without him, he did it.
Yeah.
Right? Howie Roseman does not have a job for life like we think he does. So he's under pressure to rebuild this team, and he better figure it out.
This has almost been a job for life. What, 20 years?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, he's been here 20
I guess
years,
my
man.
I guess my biggest issue with Howie is, like,
years.
He's just not a football guy. I mean, Howie's not a football guy.
Here
he's never been a football guy.
Here
he's
an,
he's a glorified accountant that likes picking players like he's a fantasy football GM.
There we go. See, I want to stay away from the he's not a football guy, because honestly, I think that's an overused term.
Yeah, we did it for years before they won a Super Bowl. That was the daily debate with Howie Roseman. So, but Jack, to your point, and we'll get to the phones.
I know people believe that, but I'm not using that against him. He's been here 20 years. How's he not a football guy?
But to your
point, he didn't play. He didn't coach.
Check and check.
But I think anybody that's looking at this fairly would agree that his forte isn't evaluating players.
Yes.
Draft. Free. I mean, it's
I can agree with
right.
You
like,
that, yes.
And I agree with that, right?
Yeah.
But now you gotta have to know that, and you have to figure that out, right? Like, Howie needs to be the CEO that's allowing other people to do things, and he's making big decisions.
You gotta trust your scouts. Trust your whoever the pro scout.
Pro personnel
is.
Director,
whoever that
guy
is, yeah.
The five GMs that you have in house.
Right. Yeah,
trust
yeah,
them,
yeah.
Mike.
Trust those guys. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to all the people that don't have confidence in Howie Roseman. Colton in Oxford, start us off. Hi, Colton.
Hey, fellas. How's everything going?
What's up, Colton?
Hey.
Hey, do I like Howie? No. Does he need to be fired? Yeah. But did he do a good job for us? Absolutely. And I'm on the fence, much like Ike. As crazy as it seems, we don't win the Super Bowl without the people he brought in prior to the 2017 season. We got to give credit where credit is due. The spring before the 2017 season, you know, you said it already, but he signed Nick Foles, Torrey Smith, Alshon Jeffrey, LeGarrette Blount, et cetera. Middle of the season, he traded for Jay Ajayi. And like John said, even a couple draft picks showed up that season, and we don't win that Super Bowl without those moves. But if you take out that magical 2017 season, there are far more misses than makes when it comes to his draft and free agent signings. Do I think Howard can get us there again? Yeah, but it's going to be a one and done, just like 2017, and look at us now. We need a foundational roster that we can rely on every year and fix up patches here and there every year, and not a big season and then tear it down the building. I don't believe Howie can do that for us. And it's like, in other words, it's like Villanova basketball versus like Kentucky basketball. You're either in the running every year with a foundation like Nova, or you try to hit big every year with pieces that you know ain't going to be there that long. Mm. And if you hit big, you hit big. But if you don't, it looks bad.
Well, and you in the NFL, yeah. you can't
live that way.
That.
It's hard to live that way. And we've been living that way for like 3 years now.
Yep. They won before they knew that they were going to win.
Yeah.
Their idea was 2017. If you remember 2016, the biggest takeaway was, yo, you got to get Carson weapons for him to develop. You can't throw Bryce Striggs out there and whoever else.
DGB and all that
nonsense. Oh, man, it was bad. So he tried to on a one-year contract at good value with Alshon Jeffrey. He brought in Torrey Smith. He tried to give him quality veteran receivers that mm-hmm. so then he could continue to develop. And then they took off.
Yep.
And then they won before people realized that they realized that they were going to win. And then they had to say, okay, now what do we do? Now they're trying to keep that window open. Now they're re-signing Alshon.
Yeah.
Now they're bringing in veteran players instead of maybe.
And a lot of people wanted them to keep that window open.
Right, and me too.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, we get it. And I'm okay with that. I honestly am. It didn't work out. I think you got to be reasonable. You're not going to tear down a Super Bowl team the year after you win it. So
you imagine.
Yeah. So fans aren't necessarily not gonna win the Super Bowl and then say, okay, we're okay with a 5-11 team, a 4-12 team. No, you're gonna try to go back and defend the Super Bowl title you just won. So I won't fault them for trying to keep that window open. Now, we can fault them for not the 2019 season, but the 2020 season. Because after the 19 season, they could have said, you know what? It's time to move on. When Deshaun got hurt in the 19 season and all the other injuries happened to those guys, that should have been a clue to them that, okay, now we need to move on. And we thought that's what they were at early in that offseason. Mm-hmm. I mean, Howie had said it. It's a 2 to 3 year sort of ordeal here.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, they signed Javon Hargrave the first week of free agency and traded for Darius Slay.
Yep.
Which surprised all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like they were going to be in that not total rebuild, but they were certainly not even taking a step back. Because if Carson's playing at the way Carson played at the end of the year,
right.
You don't have to sign Javon Hargrave to that contract. It was just, I mean, the move was silly because you already spent money on Malik Jackson. Now you have Javon Hargrave. You're playing Fletcher Cox $20-some million in salary in cap charge.
We never understood that signing. Javon Hargrave.
But you know what it is, though? Here's what it is, like. It's the Andy Reid building the trenches thing. That's what it is. Look at the money they spent on the offensive line, and look at the money that they tried to spend on the defensive line. When they won in 2017, the defensive line was great.
Yeah. And listen, it didn't help. They missed on Andre Dillard.
And they missed on Andre Dillard, which killed them.
That killed him. Yeah, that hurt him.
All right, Cam. Cam is in Philly. Cam, how are you? Cam? No, Cam. Is that Cam Johnson?
Whoa, Cam.
Let's have Rob, Delaware. Rob.
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Hi, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
How you doing?
You kind of touched on what I wanted to talk about as far as keeping the window open versus the keeping with their original sort of rebuild that they were going for. But now that that's gone, I think Howie has a real clear vision of who he needs now. When you look at the last couple drafts, they weren't drafted for need. They were drafting – project. So we drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. He's the heir apparent to Jeffries. when he eventually, you know, leaves in 2 years. We draft Andre Dillard. He's going to eventually replace Jason Peters in 2 years. Now they know that going in, what do we need right now? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Even though last year, Rob, I think that you'll hear teams all the time say, "Well, we're taking best player available. We're not bull." I mean, sometimes or some teams do that, but
right.
It sure felt like they were looking for a wide receiver last year with the first round.
Oh, no doubt about it. They knew they needed a wide receiver. It was a deep class. They missed on JJ, so they knew they needed to come back and try to take advantage this year. I mean, that past year's draft. And, listen, they may have drafted Jalen Reagor with good intentions. They liked his speed, his versatility, all these different things he would be able to do. Well, we didn't get to see very much of that. We didn't get to see very much of that, whether it was because of the offensive coaches lacked the creativity and knowing how to use him, or he couldn't get on the field, stay on the field, display that explosiveness, all those things that we watched from some of these other young wide receivers from last year around the league. I'm not saying he was terrible last year, but he got injured to no fault of his own. But then when he was out there, he showed a flash maybe once or twice, but for the most part, he left a lot to be desired out there. And it was compounded by Justin Jefferson's year. I mean, my goodness, the guy that gets taken right behind you basically has a year for a rookie wide receiver for an all-time year.
Time.
He set a record.
Yeah, it was an all-time year.
For rookie wide receivers.
And on top of it, the Vikings were laughing.
Right. So it just makes it worse, man.
I actually think they were laughing at Jack Fritz. It wasn't the Eagles they were laughing at. It was Jack.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to take full credit, but I do really think it was my fault. I feel like their reasoning was based off what I was saying about Justin Jefferson.
Because you were so adamant.
I know, and I still don't think he can get separation. I understand he can't get separation. He just catches everything that's thrown his way. Like, I know. I cannot believe I was wrong on him.
You were wrong.
He's still saying he can't get separation.
I thought he was going to be Okafor. Like, I thought it was the same thing as Okafor.
You thought he was a slot receiver.
Yeah, I just didn't think he was explosive enough. I was wrong.
Yeah, somebody in the damn Eagles draft room thought that,
agreed
too.
Agreed with you, yeah. Maybe the Eagles were listening to the show.
Yeah, I even
slowly started
too.
Convincing Ike a little bit. Ike was like, I don't know, you might be right. And now I'm sold on Zach Wilson.
Did he just try to lump me in there with him?
Well, you're just like, you know, it's just tough when both guys have the eye.
Yeah.
No, my eye was even worse.
Hey, listen, they picked Reagor. I was like, oh yeah, great, good pick. He's a weapon. Yeah,
Reagor, you really are trying to pawn that Reagor take on me now.
No, it was me.
I know.
But no, I was the Reagor bomb. I said that I saw Deshaun at training camp, and I knew he was a great wide receiver. And the same thing with Reagor. I said it.
You saw a lot of training camp this year, didn't you?
I didn't realize Reagor was going to be searching Twitter for his name and deleting his account.
That's a little more disturbing than anything. Deleted his account.
It's got disaster written all over it, let's be honest. All right, so Ike, Lou in Denver is actually Lou in Sacramento, who has moved to Denver. Remember, he told us he was moving. So it caught me by surprise the other day when he came on. Lou is now in Denver. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I'm out here in Colorado now.
How's Colorado, man? Good?
It's good. We got about 6 inches of snow, but it melts pretty quickly. So, you know, not bad.
Cool.
I got to say, his forte is not evaluating players, so why would I have any confidence in this? I mean, have you guys gone through just the past 3 years of his moves? I mean, I can't find any really good moves. I mean, he signed Slay. He extended BG and Kelsey. Those are good moves. Didn't extend Ertz. Signed Michael Bennett for a year. Mm-hmm. And look, he helped us win a Super Bowl. That does hold a lot of cachet, but you got rid of Wentz, you got rid of Peterson, and we're all saying, you know, the Super Bowl's 3 years ago. Doesn't it apply to Howie too?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, that's why people want him fired. I mean,
the last man standing.
Like I said, though, I think it's fair to wonder and to criticize for sure. Like, mm-hmm. You'll never hear me say like, oh, well, he won a Super Bowl, leave him alone. No, I mean, the criticism's legit for sure, and the drafts speak for themselves. I mean, mm-hmm. You can't argue with fact, right? Like, you can't argue with fact. I guess what I would say is that he has to realize and recognize that they're not getting it done, and things have to change, right? Like, things got to change. He knows he isn't drafted well. He knows his job's on the line.
It's true, and there's a lot of – I think the poll with the best GMs in Philly, a little unfair, Ed Wade ahead of him, and I think it's because of jealousy, because we look at him – me personally, I'm like, I should have just been a GM. I never played football. I never coached. And I know Ike just said he's not a football guy. We don't want to go there. But I think that's why the polls are so high, because we're like, man, I could have just been a GM for the Eagles. Like, what was I doing?
Worked his way up.
And for this draft, let's just take a different approach and take high floor guys that produce against great competition. And if he does that, with enough picks, because it's throwing darts. It's a crapshoot, right?
Sure.
You don't know. The higher you go in the draft. And I think actually what he did this year, getting the first pick next year, you'll have a little bit more certainty after a full college season coming up. I think, you know, he's got to just show over the next 2 years that Sirianni's kind of window. If they're bad this year, you kind of get a mulligan. He's not going to get fired. He's bad next year, or Sirianni, the team's bad again.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Yeah, everybody's gone.
I think Lori will wake up. Yeah.
I would say this, that if this draft, by the end of the year, if this draft there aren't some hits and there's misses, more misses than hits, and it looks like some of these other drafts he's had, he's in big-time trouble. Yeah. He's in big-time trouble. I don't buy that he's got a job for life. Jeffrey Lurie's not having a bad team.
No. I mean, and listen, eventually, I would imagine Jeffrey Lurie is not going to want to continue to go out and have to explain why Howie has kept his job and the team isn't doing very well, right? Because eventually it's a reflection of the owner.
Yep.
So Doug isn't here anymore. Wentz isn't here anymore. Schwartz isn't here anymore. Like, so you got a whole new coaching staff. You got a new quarterback that he isn't saddled with the quarterback. He selected the quarterback and referred to him as, I mean, he didn't want to miss out on the next Russell Wilson. So these are things that he has staked his reputation to. And like the last caller said, if you're looking at the next 2 years, yeah, he may not get fired after this year, but, man, you go two back-to-back years.
Yeah, he'll be. They'll have brought somebody else.
Everybody will be gone.
Yep.
Sirianni?
Yes.
Two.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, why can you be the head coach in Philadelphia and be an afterthought?
Seriously.
We don't even talk about him enough.
Well, I mean, what are we going to talk about? What's his offense? Like, what is he going to do? We don't know enough about him. 215-592-9494.
Let's get another Nick Sirianni press conference going, man.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Wait, honestly.
That'd be content for a couple days. Yeah, can we get him on with Angelo or something again? 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. On the other side, we give away the Levi.
All right.
For the best Philadelphia Philly since 2000. Who did the voters pick?
That's an easy one.
Pretty much. We'll see. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, the best Philly since 2000 is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they'll get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Now, you know, I love being on FanDuel just about every night. We got pro basketball going on right now. We got a big game involving Philadelphia and Dallas. How about this? Philadelphia, a 5-point favorite. I believe that's a road game, right? That's a road game. Are they in Dallas, Jack? I think Philadelphia is in Dallas. Yeah, that's a road game. Yeah, thanks, Jack. 5-point favorite on the road. I don't know if I like laying the points against a team like Dallas. I will tell you, I do like the over in this game. The over-under is 228. I do like the over in this game. I'd be a little cautious in laying the points. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP, and right now FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get to keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Again, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook before, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.